Welcome to Slimming World Podcast, where literally anything could happen anytime.
It really does.
We try and make a focused subject for each episode, but what sometimes happens is Anna gets the giggles. Like she's got right now. And that laugh happens a lot.
Is that laugh bad? Because someone said to me it's a filthy laugh.
It is.
Is it? I'm sorry.
I think because people won't necessarily know what you look like.
They will now when they look on Instagram. A rough as a dog's bum.
Hey, we posted some stories. We posted some videos and stuff. And
Should we give a warning? They are makeup free. My hair
Sunday
is,
morning,
yeah,
makeup free.
Graped so high on my head. I don't need fillers or Botox because it's pulled up so high. But yeah, we're really real. That's what we try to be. And that's why we do podcasts and not live TV. So today's episode is all about ignoring the numbers. And I think how the numbers can have such a profound impact on how you feel about yourself and about your journey. So we really want to focus on non-scales victories.
Absolutely. And so many of you has contacted us and left us messages as well on our Instagram page, and a lot of you are kind of along with this journey that we're just discussing various different subjects. And thank you to the people who've subscribed and follow us as well, because that does make a big difference. And just to reiterate that, look, we're not doctors and we're not formally affiliated with Slimming World. This is us speaking from our own personal experiences as long-term members of Slimming World. So I guess we probably should say I'm a member, but you kind of wear two different hats, don't
you,
really?
It's my job, yeah. I run 6 Slimming World sessions a week. I've been a consultant 8 years and a food optimizer 19 years.
It's a long time. But there have been so many things you've seen that happen at those scales.
Oh, do you know what? The things I've seen at the scales personally in my own journey and as a consultant, you know, it really makes you see how numbers can motivate some people but totally destroy others. Really,
because if there is one thing that people criticize Slimming World for, or diets in general, is that it is all about the numbers. And we award people for losing weight because of numbers, and the sins that are in numbers. People critique the name sins, but we know it's got a different feeling to it. Can become a numbers game.
I think it's really important to acknowledge that we have to have a way to quantify how you're doing. And the way that we have chosen that is the best way to do it is by weighing you. But actually the bigger and longer picture you will see for our target members especially is not about the numbers. It is about how we're going to help you maintain the weight you've got to and the lifestyle you've created. So Slimming World's real premise is that your weight loss journey is going to be the smallest part, but your actual weight maintenance journey is going to be the longest part. Mm. But we really try and focus in image therapy on habit change, not numbers. So you will see me in image therapy. Sometimes I'll ask people to set a weight loss target, but a majority of the times I'll ask them to think about what they're going to put in place to achieve a weight loss. Because for a lot of people, I'm really aware that actually saying I'm going for a 2 pound weight loss and getting a pound actually can destroy them. But actually setting out not to eat 15 chocolate bars in the week and achieving that is far more motivating and rewarding than any numbers would ever be. But as a weight loss organization, we have to have a way to say, okay, you want to do X. Mm. This is how we're going to quantify it. But for me as a slimmer, personally, I try not to get caught up in weighing myself and obsessing over the numbers. I go by clothes because I know the only person that knows my weight is the lady that weighs me and myself. My husband doesn't even know my weight because it's not that important. Mm. But I know that I have jeans that are my absolute barometer. So I have jeans that I know if I can get into them, oh, I'm happy. Mm. If I've got to go back into those other jeans, I'm a little bit sad. So I really try and focus on items of clothing. Also things like this. Can you see my wedding rings and engagement ring can go round? And I know I'm in a good place if that happens. It's the moment I can't get it up on my finger. But I think, oh gosh, my weight loss isn't going the way I want. So what do you concentrate on?
Mm. I don't know if I've found my thing yet, because I'm maybe that's something I need to visit this year. So I've lost 4 stone out of 6 stone.
My God. You've lost an 8 year old.
But the I mean, the other thing got mentioned is this is an expensive business, losing weight. I'm at the point now where the clothes that I was wearing when I started obviously don't fit, right? And then I bought some other ones that kind of buffered me through, and now I'm at the point where they're starting to not weigh. But I don't want to spend a fortune because I've still got this other 2 stones. So that's clothes are a bit of a weird barometer for me at the moment. Because I'm losing quite a lot. I'm not quite sure if I've got that pair of jeans or that jacket yet.
I get you. Totally get you. What about other things? I go by my bra as well. Sorry, boys. You could go buy a bra. You
know, I don't know what I am anymore.
So I went and got measured, properly measured. I was shocked. I was wearing a bra that was two cups too small, and the back that was 6 inches too big. How mental was that?
Wow.
Yeah. So no wonder they're like
so
spaniels
ears.
You're
skinnier with bigger boobs than you thought.
Yeah. So got measured, and then what I realised, as the weight was going down, I had to move the straps up. I'm just showing you, aren't I?
Yeah.
And I used to wear bra extenders because obviously they didn't fit, that I can go further down the run. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's a good barometer. Someone yesterday...
Barometer.
Someone yesterday said to me that her Fitbit, and she'll know who it is, she could get it... What she actually said is, I can get my knob a hole smaller on her Fitbit.
Well, that's like me with my watch. Yeah, I had to buy a new strap.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So, those type of things. I've also heard about aeroplane seats and seatbelts.
Oh, man. Someone mentioned that in group and I was peeing myself laughing.
The story was
brilliant.
We all
do this in our head, don't we?
Well, I've never done it before, but I'm going to do it on the plane next week.
So you get onto the plane and the first thing you do is you just pull the belt round and you think... Which fat has sat in this seat before me?
Do you?
Or if it's a child, you think, oh my God, I'm so fat compared to the person who sat before me.
You see, whereas I get in and I just automatically make it bigger.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? So it depends where your starting point is. I've never thought, because I thought, this is me, I thought when they cleaned the aeroplane, they reset all the...
No.
Okay. So there's that. There's also things like shoes. Have you ever lost weight off your feet?
Well, I think for more, it's like boots when your calves, you can't zip the boots up.
Yes. No, I actually went from being a size 7.5 to a size 6 when I lost weight.
Really?
Very expensive hobby. Yeah. And I went from an E-fitting down. I can now wear a standard width shoe.
There you go. Well,
you never think about your shoe weight, do you?
No, that's true, actually. Yeah. Or swimming costumes as well, and bikinis, because you don't wear them very often, do you? And normally, when you go away, you kind of hope that you're going to be, you weigh a little bit less.
Yeah. Oh, good point.
So I don't go swimming all the time. So when I dig them out, I'm like, okay, this how's I compare to when I last went away and wore this a year ago or something?
So knickers were a big thing for me. I lost my knickers. Have I told you the story?
They fell down.
Right. So
this is my worst nightmare.
No, my knickers ended up in my boots in group. Okay.
What?
So I'm wearing a pair of trousers to work. I'm on the 4th session of the day. I'm knackered. And I'd known these knickers were a little bit, you know, they had a better day, but I probably should have got rid of them 2 stone ago. And the middle of image therapy. They just went, and my knickers slid down the inside of my trousers, and for 34 minutes of group, I had my knickers in my boots. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like you were wearing a dress,
No, but
talking.
I'm doing image therapy. How am I meant to cowboy walk out of group to weigh my new members? Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I had that issue once when I was at work.
Oh, no.
I'd been staying at a friend's house the night before.
Oh, yes.
In a jacuzzi.
Is this the... No, this isn't when the knickers are in your bum. No.
No, this is another...
Oh, God.
So I went... It was a late night, put it this way, and I'd gone to work at like... I don't know. I had to start at 5 a.m. or something, right? So I'd only had a couple of hours sleep. And I'm sat in an open plan office and we're live on air. The presenter's live on air, not me, I'm producing.
Oh, okay, you're not reading the news or anything.
And I feel something around by my knees. And I realised that it was yesterday's knickers.
Oh, yes.
in my around my knees. So then in an open plan office, I'm like, well.
But you've got today's knickers on as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then I'm like, how do I get these knickers out of my knees? Because I can't leave the desk because we're on air.
Didn't you ever used to do it when you were swimming when you were a kid? And you'd take your knickers out from underneath your swimming costume? Has no one taught you that?
I don't know.
But... Oh my God, I need to take my knickers off now to do you. Know, sorry.
Anyway. These weird things that we do, but somehow on a Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I'm sat in the middle of a BBC floor whilst the presenter's on air and I'm trying to take my knickers out from the knee of my jeans. Anyway, so what were we talking about again? Ignore the numbers.
Non-scales right. Victory.
Non-closed things, right? So I did not have a delivery or a McDonald's or a takeaway for the whole of last year, right?
Wow.
And that for me was like a massive achievement. But it's not something I'm going to get a shiny for or a certificate for, but it's something in my head that
I should have got. Yeah.
I broke that cycle of maybe two or three times a week, just the amount of times I deleted the food apps and then reinstalled them. Oh man, if someone looked at my history of app downloads, Domino's and Just App.
Just Eat.
Just App.
The Chinese rang me to check I wasn't dead. I mean, do you know what I mean? Mrs. Mangan, are you okay? Do you know what another one for me was? Indigestion tablets. So Phil and I used to go through a packet of Ranitidine or Gaviscon a week.
Yeah.
Don't buy it. Not in the house because we used to eat so much fatty food. So that's another one.
Yeah, eating out has been interesting in that I've always had that mentality of I need to eat everything on the plate, really. And when it was something like really fatty or sweet or something, I'd absolutely need to eat it and eat it quickly. So then I like, once it had gone, I couldn't have to look at it. But I noticed last month when I was eating out, I had like this dessert, and so I'd chosen it, and I was like, it's cool, I can have it, it's part of my sins. But I couldn't eat it all, and I left some of my dessert.
Shut up.
And I thought, wow, I never used to do this. I would shove it in me no matter what.
Even if it was coming out your nose, it was going in.
But I was okay with leaving food on my plate, and I was full, and I was all right with that.
Yeah.
And that was another kind of... Ooh, I've not done this before.
Yes.
And that's habit changing, isn't it? It's mindset changing.
100%. Another thing I'm going to say, measuring your inches, okay? So like things like your calves, your knees, your wrists.
Are you kidding me?
Seriously, the weight I've lost off my knees, literally. I didn't know that I had a knee that's almost wonky because it was so covered in fat. So now that I can actually see my knee, I mean, it's really attractive. Also measuring things like your inner thighs, stuff like that, your neck. So I have a rather large neck. I thank my dad for that. My dad had a really... Can you see how short my neck is? It's not long, right?
If you had a willy, though...
He actually just said that. My neck is really short and stumpy. And when I buy things like necklaces or like chokers, so a lot of ranges have the curve range, like ASOS does. I have to go for the curve range. I had to go because my neck was so wide.
Can I have some? Because mine's too thin.
Oh, no, I'd love your neck.
I can't wear chokers because they hang off.
Look at me. I've got neck rolls. Like, literally, it's where I put on. So I get hands to cheek and neck rolls. Mum's like, you've lost your neck again. That's when you know I've really put on weight. So yeah, your neck, measure your inches on your neck. I'm all about measuring because then you can see on the weeks and you don't get the scale kind of victory.
This is the thing, isn't it? Because there are sometimes that is terrible. You know what I mean,
it's
though.
It's awful.
You've got an English
degree.
I talk for a living.
I know. Do you?
Well, I won't anymore after this, will I? When you step on the scales, those weeks where you've worked your bottom off and then something doesn't work and you get a massive gain, right? You've not been on holiday. We've seen that happen to us or we've been in that situation. Like how, because most often on those weeks, those are the weeks where we go home and we don't stay to image therapy. So we don't really ever work through why and what happened. What do you suggest as a consultant about breaking that down? What's this thing about every pound of fat that you gain is how many calories?
Oh, okay. So To gain a pound in fat, you have to consume an extra 3,500 calories. So imagine that
3,500 calories.
So imagine to maintain your weight, the average woman could consume 2,000 calories per day. That's 14,000 calories in a week. So to gain a pound in weight, you'd have to consume 17,500 calories. Okay.
Over the week?
Over the 7 days.
Okay.
So if you're coming in with a 4 or 5 or 6 pound weight gain, you'll see what you've done. When you're coming in with a weight loss, you'll see it's because you created the deficit of that.
Okay.
So what is really interesting to see, and I know of my own journey, and I think I need to almost say this with a warning, don't try and use this as an excuse in your own mind. But I know sometimes, like for me, I retain fluid at certain points in the month, okay? And I will get a weight gain of 5 pounds. And there is no possible way that I've consumed the energy that could generate 5 pounds of fat.
That's like extra 17,000
exactly.
calories.
Exactly. So you have to be realistic and know that sometimes that's what your body does. And that's why I think it's even more important to look at your weight loss over a month, but also focus on, it's those weeks when you know your neck may have got smaller, or you can twiddle your rings round, or do you know what, you get on the aeroplane seat and you don't have to change it. So that's why it's really important to focus on the non-scale victories as well. Another non-scale victory that you'll know when you're losing weight is that you may sleep better. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, actually, that the last week I had a lot of things going on work-wise, and the one thing that I set myself wasn't about how much weight I was going to lose, how many sins I was going to have. I just made a commitment that no matter what happened that week, I was going to get 7 hours or more sleep every night.
Yes.
And it did make a difference. And I did end up getting a weight loss as a result of that. Because I know when I sleep more, I make better choices. When I'm tired,
you know what?
It's a trigger.
In the last 31 months, I think I've had five full night sleeps. And what I've had to learn is that thing you say about when you don't sleep, you don't make good choices. The first thing I can think about some mornings is like, sugar, give me sugar. So the sleep can really, really help. Another thing with weight loss, non-scale victories, is taking pictures. I know that kind of smarts, but if you can go back, you're really good at this, and looking at kind of...
Taking pictures of myself.
No, but you've posted some brilliant ones where you can go back and you can look at pictures from before you started your weight loss journey, during them. You can actually really see a difference, whereas looking in the mirror doesn't always show that, does it?
No, that's where you've got to pull out that same dress or be in that same place. And...
Yes.
Yeah.
Another thing that could help you is a Fitbit.
I have been a Fitbit user for the last 3 years.
Ah, and do you find that you can see the change that you've made, like you're walking more steps, or I don't know what the Fitbit tracks. Does it track?
It tracks everything. It's one of these, if you wear it and just let it do its thing, then you gather in more and more data. So I do wear it when I sleep. I do wear it walking around for work. It's measuring my heart rate. You can get different ones. I choose to have one that has heart rate. So I had this thing last year where it was like, every time my resting heart rate has gone down over the week, I think I'm going to have had a loss, because then your body's not having to work so hard. But then I also noticed that it goes in track with my fertility cycle. So sometimes I beat myself up thinking, why has my heart rate, resting heart rate, gone up by 10?
So it goes up when your hormones fluctuate?
Yeah. And you start spotting patterns, and it makes a bit more sense. And I just love a good graph. So I've been
tracking a graph, don't you?
All of my weight, my BMI, my body fat percentage over the last 3 years to see what impact. And sleep, it looks at how much deep sleep you're having, how much REM sleep you're having.
So jealous.
So you just, by wearing it and sticking it on your arm, and then look at it in a little bit later, and at the end of the year you can see, I walked, I think I said it on another episode, 3 million steps last year, right?
Yeah.
And I've worked out that in order to do 3 million steps over a year, you need to do 8,241 steps a day. Now they say do 10,000, and I kept missing 10,000. So I just lowered it down, thinking, well, if I do that 8,241, which is a weird number, but
I
it
love
gets
a weird
you
number.
To 3,000 over the year. 3 million, sorry.
I was going to say. Another one to focus on, and this was a big thing for me. I've got an illness, illness that affects my joints. And I found as I was losing weight, I used to have really bad joint pains in my fingers mm-hmm. and in my knees, and that stopped. So those things that you don't really think will impact your weight really will. And like, they don't click anymore. They used to really click.
Yeah.
That's just another round
back pain for me. I mean, I remember when I was at my heaviest, not really being able to sleep on my side because my belly was so heavy that it pulled on the back of my spine.
Yes.
It was just every position was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. And then lying
and
on your
bending
back.
Down and, you know, standing up.
Tying up your shoelaces. So for me, I used to have to almost put my leg on my shoulder to tie my shoelace up. Now,
or cut your toenails.
Oh, yes. Now I can just lean forward and tie my shoelace up.
Yeah.
Couldn't have done that. A big one for me, this is going to sound random, my skin.
Oh, yeah?
So I used to have loads of spots. Don't have any spots since I've lost the weight. Okay, ignore that one.
Who needs makeup?
I do. This is Henry, my little friend here that's grown overnight. Can you see him?
You name your spots.
Yeah, because they're there for so long and such a big part. Do you never get one in your forehead and it's like takes over your head?
No, I do get spots around that
here,
time
that's
of the month.
Yeah.
And you kind of think, God, I've had spots since I was 7. Can you just pee off now?
Yeah, but as you lose weight, your skin will get better.
Hmm.
Also, your hair gets shinier.
Ah, really?
There's something you didn't know, did you?
Wow, all these things that we should be notating.
Yeah.
You know the one thing that surprises me about Slimming World and the new pack that we've got, which I think is really excellent. I love the way they've put the new SP book where it looks at speed and protein.
Yeah.
I like the Be the Difference 6 weeks because
makes
you start,
such a difference.
Rather than just doing a food diary for 1 week at a time, you start to look over 6 week period what some of your key habits are. Maybe I have a lot more sins on a Saturday than I do on a Thursday, for instance.
Yeah.
So you start to look over those differences. Body Magic, obviously they've kind of repackage that up, but the one thing that I'm surprised about and stands out to me as my biggest non-scale victory is learning to manage my mind. And I'm surprised
that
isn't a mindfulness kind of program or certificate or something within the Slimming World plan, actually, because I think a lot of this stuff that we battle with is not necessarily about the food we put in our mouths, but the reason why we put it in our mouths. And getting to grips with some of those. We talked about the why and the emotional eating on previous episodes. But meditation is one of those things that I kind of had always wanted to do, knew I should probably do, should being the word. And the last year, I think I've actually really given it a go.
Really,
and that's made a big difference in, you know, we talked about creating that space between before jumping into those decisions and default habits that we always had. And I almost feel like if you've done like an equivalent for Body Magic for getting your bronze, silver, gold. If there was something
that
you could prove that you could do with your mind, that you would get a shiny sticker for, I think would be revolutionary.
Do you know what? I'm going to send it to the powers that be.
I'm going to give
a shout out. If you're listening, Claire Lee at Slim World Head Office. She is one of our marketing girls. I'm gonna drop a little email, see what we could do, because I like that. Do you know what? I think the great thing about Slimming World is always open to like kind of other ways of thinking. Like there's an award system for target members so that we can keep them motivated. There's an award system for pregnant members as well. So, you know, we know how much we love a shiny sticker. So I'm gonna send that. Claire, watch out for my email. Another few things that might help, and you haven't noticed, is your appetite gets smaller. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying about leaving food on the plate. Yeah.
Also, your digestive system will get healthier. So you may not have as much constipation.
IBS used to be a big problem for me every afternoon. I don't know
what
I was doing. I was kind of half starving myself, then stuffing myself. And I have a big jacket potato for lunch and feel like I need to sleep at the desk.
Yeah.
And IBS, are you saying about the Rennie?
Mm.
Absolutely. Was shocking.
It's mad, isn't it? So all these things that you almost take for granted of a byproduct of weight loss, I think sometimes if you can focus on them and not the fact that you've had to maintain or you've only lost a pound, also putting the weight, recognising it. So like a packet of butter is a pound, right? A packet of butter.
Mm-hmm.
How many pounds have you lost? 28, 40, 60, 66?
I don't know.
Okay. 60 packets of butter.
4 times 14.
Yeah, but I'm dyslexic. I can't spell my name, let alone add up.
Dyslexic's about words, isn't it?
Oh, no, I'm dysnumerate as well.
You're just everything.
Dyspraxic, dysnumeria.
She's a drama queen, is what you
are. I've got certificates to prove it. But yeah, you imagine if I place 60 packets of butter on here.
I mean,
that's huge.
That's going Gillian McKeith.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not looking at your poo in a box.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. I get it. And it's like, yeah. But then when you look in a mirror, you think, oh God, all I see is still the wobbles still there.
Yeah. And that's another thing that I'm really, really about. Appreciating where you are at the moment and seeking progress, not perfection.
Well, because I had a situation a couple of weeks ago where I've been back on the dating scene and this has been eye-opening, and it really kind of puts a bit of a barometer of where your body confidence is at, right? Because,
sorry,
you know,
I'm laughing because I know what I'm, she might it, be saying.
No, I'm about to give an edited version.
Oh, are you? Oh,
because
good.
I know that my mother listens to this, and we decide to keep this podcast clean. But a situation with a guy that I was dating for a number of weeks, who I thought could potentially go somewhere, kind of came to a head when he just. You know, just he basically turns things on me and said that I wasn't good enough for him. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't attractive enough. And
moron.
He didn't see me in that way and see things progressing anything more than friends. And at that particular point, I could have chosen maybe a year ago or 6 months ago to have fallen apart and allowed that guy to really tore me down. Mm. But instead, what I stopped and noticed was, hey, hang on a second. I've lost 4 stone. I am working hard.
And I'm hot.
And yeah, I'm the best version of myself that has ever been.
I love that.
And I'm not going to allow this guy who I've known for not even a month to have any kind of value over my thoughts and my feelings. I know sometimes we all have these comments thrown at us out of nowhere. And then you know, within a week, I went on and put on the scales and put 4 pounds on. So if I allowed that comment and also then allowed a stressful week where I gained to really buckle down me, I could have, you know, looked at the numbers and just fell apart. Mm. But actually, you've got to step back and think, well, hang on a sec. Big picture here. This is where I'm at. I'm still working at this. Give myself a break.
And you're
this
an idiot, mate.
Does not deserve any weight.
Does not deserve the Claire loving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a barometer for where I was at in terms of my confidence. It was worth going through that moment to step back and have that realization. Mm. So there will be things that you will probably just be batting off. That maybe used to really impact you, and then now they just wash over you.
That's very that's
and you don't get a shiny for that.
Well, you should,
but you get a high five.
Just one other thing that's crept into my mind, and I hope this isn't too much information.
Well, we already know what colour your knickers are.
No, chub rub. This is what my family used to call it, and I'm not saying that, but so please don't
take
that. I have
had so many conversations in Slim and Wool weighing cues about chafing
inner thighs
cream.
Well, this is right. Yeah. Okay. I found in America chub rub, right? It changed my life, but I don't need it anymore. But that was a really big call for me. So every time I went on holiday, not only would I get it in my inner thighs, I get it in my arms, I get it under my boobs.
Yeah.
And sometimes, this is how overweight my feet were, in between my toes. They'd be so squished, they'd rub. So for me, a really big barometer was when that I didn't need the cream. I also didn't get the rub. It didn't hurt. So looking at those type of things, like your inner thighs rubbing together.
Oh, man. It kills me. When I was away, even last summer, I've probably lost 2 stone at that point, 2.5 stone. Walking around Italy in 35 degrees, and you feel like you've got to wear like
cycling shorts,
Spanx, under any maxi dress,
yeah.
And then you're absolutely sweating,
yeah, or walk like John Wayne.
Or do you end up having to do
well?
That
I remember
anyway.
One holiday with Phil and literally walking down the beach, and he's like, have you pooed yourself? No, babe, my thighs are rubbing together so bad. So, yeah, gone are the days of having to use talc and chub rub cream. Oh, what an awful name, isn't it? Chub rub cream. But there's a big aisle, anybody who's been to America recently, of like gas aids, indigestion tablets, and then chub rub. I'm in America next week and we're going to take a picture.
It's an expensive business being fat, isn't it?
Yeah. Being overweight the drugs I used to have to take to manage my indigestion, the chub rub, the bigger clothes, all of those things. Another thing, I always used to think maybe my jeans were too cheap because I'd go through so many pairs of jeans because I'd make holes in the inside thighs.
Mm.
I didn't realise it was my thighs rubbing together in the friction.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a big wake-up call. Like when I'd sew patches and Phil'd be like, why are they getting patches? Oh, they're cheap. No wonder you're fat.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
What's the thing that you're most proud of out of your journey as a Simworld member? Not numbers.
Most proud of? Well, that's a tough one because there's been so many journeys. Do you know what my proudest is? Food optimising being pregnant, having just lost my dad. I wanted to eat cake more than life itself. Mm. I wanted to go and eat lots of rubbish. But it was so amazing because I was very sick in pregnancy. It was so amazing to not binge eat, so amazing to be in control, because I lost my dad 12 hours before I found out I was pregnant. So I had this wall of grief, then being pregnant, then having a blood clot in my lung, being really sick, being withdrawn off all the medication I'd been on for my ulcerative colitis. And the fact that I only gained 13 pounds in pregnancy and she weighed 8.7 pounds. That was, I think, my biggest achievement.
That is amazing.
And lost 30 pounds within 3 weeks of having her.
Wow, well done.
So, yeah, I think that's my biggest achievement. What about you?
I think when there's those kind of emotional crashes.
Yeah.
Particularly over the last year, lots of things have tested me.
Really have.
That no matter what, I've kept my resolve.
Yeah.
And allowed, of all the chaos that happens around me, finding, you know, using the food, having that as the one thing that I can control.
Mm.
And sure, there's some wobbles and there's been some weeks where I've had some big gains.
But
on
the
major,
yeah,
the major things, breakups, you know, emotional crashes, just all kinds of things that I've stuck with it.
Yeah, I think
and
you're amazing.
There were so many forks along the way that I could have said, no, I'm not going to do this.
Mm.
I'm dipping out. I'm going silent on the group. I'm going to go
down
this route.
You've never done that. You've been brilliant.
No. And actually, that's the harder route. It's more painful.
Mm. Well, I'll never forget the day you came in and won Woman of the Year, the day after you'd broken up with your boyfriend. We just picked you up, dusted you down, stuck your tiara on you and cuddled you, didn't we?
That was hard,
but that was amazing. That showed your courage, that showed your strength, and that showed how much you wanted it.
Yeah, it was. Well, now I look at that day and think how low I felt that day, and how even just to get out of bed and turn up in public.
I wanted to take you home and like wash you and feed you. Not that she needed a wash, but the mother came out in me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to take you home and give you a cuddle.
But even now, knowing that was only at the end of August.
Gosh, that's
and now we're in February, and it's like, wow, it shows how it's amazing that you can surprise yourself.
Yeah.
These things that you do, and that's not even about like the numbers, really.
No.
That is like a non-scale victory in that how do you manage those emotions?
Yeah.
And I know that there will be people who are listening to this who've been in similar situations to me where, you know, they're having therapy or they've had to take antidepressants and get help.
I'm still on them, sister.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah,
it's
do you
so
know
hard
what?
And it's stuff that we never talk about.
No. But that's why if we can help support any of you through this, knowing that, you know, I've had 3 nervous breakdowns, been on antidepressants, lost my dad, been pregnant, been sick. You've been through everything as well.
Yeah.
And you can still lose weight. Hopefully we can give some people some hope and a few laughs along the way.
Big picture people. And please share with us your non-scale victories.
No naked pictures though, please.
I've got an acronym.
Oh, Jesus.
CAN'T, right? How many times do we hear the word can't, right?
Yeah.
I read this somewhere. Apparently, you should think it stands for constant and never-ending torture. So when we say the word can't,
yes,
that's basically what we're saying. We're torturing ourselves.
Totally.
Instead, knock the tea off and say,
can.
Constant and never-ending happiness.
Oh my God, Claire, that is the biggest ball of cheese I've ever heard, but I love
but
it.
But is it? Are you weighing it? Are you measuring it, Anna?
No.
Anyway. Share your thoughts and do make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Tell a friend as well. You never know, that colleague at work who might be bumbling along on their own, doing Simworld off-grid so to speak, that we're here for everybody, whether you're part of a group, whether you're doing this online, or you just kind of teeter in and out of a Slimming World plan now and again.
We'd also love to hear where you're listening to us, because we know we've got a bunch of you in West Sussex, we've got Germany, we've got London, we've got Bradford, we've got Manchester. Are you in Oz? Oh no, we've got America as well. We've Birmingham. Got DC, Birmingham. Mm. Shout out, let us know where you are listening to, and then share the love. Don't forget to come follow us on Instagram as well. We're at Slimming World Podcast, and drop us an email at slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com or slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com even.
One day you're going to get this one
take. Do you know what? I just can't. It's because it's the at and the at and the no at and the at. It just flummoxes me.
She doesn't know where she's at.
No, I don't. I don't know where to put the at.
Oh, God. I need some sleep. That's why.